major radio and television outlets or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 410 has been issued until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Bullock, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Tallapoosa, and Wilcox.
A great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Judge Roy Moore will announce today if he plans to run for U.S. Senate in 2020. The announcement is expected to happen in Montgomery this afternoon. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. The Selma City Council is starting the process of finding a new police chief. A public safety meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon, followed by a work session on Tuesday. That's when the council will officially vote to move forward with the process of hiring a new chief. And the director of the Pike County Salvation Army says someone has been stealing donations and vandalizing property. They've tried to use security cameras, but they've been painted over and destroyed. Anyone with information is asked to call Troy Police. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You'll do it right to make your home look its best, indoors and out. Lowe's does it right, too, because we're the only national home center that carries Purdy paintbrushes and rollers, the number one brand preferred by pros. So if it's good enough for pro jobs, you can be sure it can take on yours. For your outdoors, update your patio furniture and save big with up to 25% off patio clearance items. Whatever your next project, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The House of Representatives held the first hearing on reparations for slavery in more than a decade.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks testifying behind closed doors.
They want to press Hicks on allegations of obstruction by the president.
Dominican Attorney General Jean Elaine Rodriguez say they now know everything in the shooting of former Major League Baseball All-Star David Ortiz. Authorities say David Ortiz was not the target.
Parents brawling at a 7-year-old's Little League game in Colorado.
What is happening?
Police releasing video trying to identify those involved.
One of America's most famous pilots weighing in on that deadly crash, the several of them that grounded Boeing's fleets of MAX jets. Retired Captain Sully Sullenberger telling lawmakers pilots need new simulator training before those planes return to service.
Hurricane Hawkins setting a record.
Running the 50-meter dash in 21.05 seconds. She's now 103.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Hey,
killed.
The history of this city is fascinating, folks. You can really walk through history just by, well, you can open up a book, just go walk the streets. You can see a lot here. It's amazing.
I like to give people the nickel tour, as I call it. But, I mean, you can just do it driving, you know, especially downtown. You can go to the Capitol. You know, where and the first White House of the Confederacy. And at the Capitol, if you go to the top of the steps, there's that star, and it says, you know, laid by the, I think, Daughters of the Confederacy. And it's where Jefferson Davis gave the inaugural for the Confederacy. Then you can go to the bottom of Dexter, and there's the thing, and at 2 Dexter, it used to be the old Balch and Bingham's office used to be there, is where we cabled to Fort Sumter to say fire, or say to Charleston to fire on Fort Sumter, start of the Civil War. And right there in the middle, MLK.
It's amazing.
And then now, and then I throw in Hank Williams' grave, and then you go to where the bus boycott, you know, started, and Martin Luther King's house is over there, you know, and the SPLC.
Yeah.
And now you got the EGI.
And I think it's wonderful.
Throw in Hank's grave, and you got the entire history of our country right there.
This is why I'm not for tearing down a lot of the Confederate stuff, because I think it is makes the history, especially if you're doing a tour like that, more rich. I think there needs to be more civil rights history, and that started with EJI. I think this is it's a fascinating town for that, and the people aren't necessarily their history, but, I mean...
You know when, like, people say... When people bring up not all, you know, you bring up something and they say, well, yeah. not all men, not all this, not all that. Essentially, what that means is like, don't blame me.
Sure.
And the thing in Montgomery is it makes people uncomfortable, some people, because they think that you're saying, well, you had something to do with this. And that's couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
No one's saying that anybody here now had anything to do with any of that. But we are saying that it did happen here and then we should probably remember it.
Oh, and before I forget, I need to remember to tell Larry Ray. Larry Ray, we need you to call 396-5477. 396-5477. Larry Ray, this is your chance to qualify for a Marguerite's 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. Woo! A lot of money there. So Larry Ray, called 396-5477 within the hour, and you will be qualified to win this 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Hell of a giveaway we're doing with Marguerite's. Take your opportunity, Larry. You registered it online. Now's your chance. 396-5477. It's just amazing. My big idea, I was watching, actually, of all people, you know, the police acted stupidly. Henry Louis Gates. I was watching a documentary his on African empires and all those different cultures. And one of the empires used to, when they would destroy another tribe or another nation, they would build this magnificent monument to the people they conquered and would actually make them look more beautiful and powerful than they might have been so that they could turn around and go, we conquered that. And so my idea was actually, let's build more civil rights monuments and statues, maybe like right across the street from the Confederate stuff and have them like a bit taller and kind of looking down in the past. I think it would be a nice touch, but that's just me. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Rodney's been waiting for a while. Hey, Rodney, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, bud?
What's going on with Dan? He was on vacation?
No, he had some business to take care of
just
in
laying
Tennessee.
Out, you know, he's just loafing on the job, you know. Couldn't make it in.
Well, that's good. Everybody needs to take a day every now and then for something. I'll talk about Iran. Iran done messed up, didn't they? This is almost predictable. This drone, I don't know if a lot of people know too much about this drone that they shot down, but this drone is worth $400 million.
Well, it's a lot of money.
Okay. So look forward to a precision strike. Either the Iranians are going to cut a $400 million check or they're going to lose $800 million in assets. Look for precise, targeted weapons to strike Iran soon, taking out a whole lot of stuff. I don't think none of our soldiers are going to be in arm's way, but I do believe that Iran's going to pay a heavy, heavy price for this. And I believe once the strike is over with, we will not have to worry about Iran fooling around with anybody in the straits out there with those ships, because they're going to have a lot of rubble on their hands over there. So that's what it looks like. I think that's going to happen there, guys. I don't think our soldiers are going to actually be going in. I think Trump and them is meeting now, and a lot of them, chief of staffs are meeting. And I'm anticipating a pinpoint decision strike whenever they decide to do it.
And we're still awaiting. I doubt they're going to tell us before they do it, but the president said a few comments. I mean, he tweeted out Iran has made a big mistake. He said maybe Iran did this by accident, but I doubt it. Something to that effect when he was holding kind of a joint sit-down in the Oval Office with the Canadian Prime Minister. And now apparently members of Congress are being brought over to the White House for a briefing. I'm sure plans have already been made that this was already thought. It was possible that this could happen. And so you may very well be right, Ronnie. I think it will be some sort of precision strike or maybe some sort of cyber attack. Who knows?
Correct. And if Iran reaches any further than that, if they reach out and touch any of our soldiers, then Iran may become a sheet of glass. But let me tell everybody one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Iran's been over there, and they've been running around blowing up ships and everything else, and this, that, the other. But let me tell you something. One thing I haven't heard anybody really talk about, and this is going to be the people that's going to take Iran, either assets away from them or take Iran out completely, is I'm pretty sure we've got a nuke sub sitting somewhere underneath that water down there, and they're going to be in deep doo-doo. So we'll see. Everybody stay tuned and see, but Iran will be another Iraq. It will be a two-day deal. It will take out assets, and if they go any further, then we won't be fooling around no more. I really do believe that, guys.
Well, I appreciate the call, Roddy.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. I actually have queued up here. This is a Pentagon briefing earlier today. I believe what's going to happen is somebody actually in the flesh in the Pentagon briefing room is going to come in and introduce a commander on the ground in theater who's going to talk about what they claim has happened today.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us on short notice. We just want to get some information out to you guys. So what we're going to do is we have Lieutenant General Joseph Gusella, who is the commander of U.S. Air Force's Central Command. He's calling us from the Combined Air Operations Center, Al-Udeid Qatar. He's going to make a brief statement on last night's shoot down. And at this time, he's not going to take any questions, but we'll hopefully be coming back to you guys with some more information later today. So, General.
Jonathan, can we ask you why no questions?
No. No, you can't.
Because I said so.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. This is Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella, commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command. I'm prepared to give a statement, but I won't be answering questions at this time. A U.S. Navy RQ-4 was flying over the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz on a recent surveillance mission in international airspace in the vicinity of recent IRGC maritime attacks when it was shot down by an IRGC surface-to-air missile fired from a location in the vicinity of Goruk, Iran. This was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset that had not violated Iranian airspace at any time during its mission. This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce. Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false. The aircraft was over the Strait of Hormuz and fell into international waters. At the time of the intercept, the RQ-4 was operating at high altitude, approximately 34 kilometers from the nearest point of land on the Iranian coast. This dangerous and escalatory attack was irresponsible and occurred in the vicinity of established air corridors between Dubai, UAE, and Muscat, Oman, possibly endangering innocent civilians. Thank you.
All right, then. That was pretty straightforward and brief. I don't know. It's funny, anytime you have a YouTube video up, you see the chat box and like, WTF, this is fake. This is stupid. Is this fake? Like, I guess people have... I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to believe anything these days, too.
It really is. I mean, question reality, you know?
Well, especially with all the deep fake videos, and you can now... Like, the craziest stuff, it really has become perfected. And I think about this, because... And you should start now, Dave, because, I mean, how many hours of radio you've done. People can take audio recordings of you talking, and they now have AI and algorithms mm-hmm. that can essentially have some program talk like you and say whatever you need.
You listen to the one that they did with Rogan.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, but have you done DMT?
You have Rogan talk to Rogan. Yeah, it's crazy technology coming out. There has to be some sort of defensive way to deal with that. I'm not talking laws, or I mean like technology that can sort of cue you into, is this a fake? There might be something that can suggest, oh, this is made up. Though the freakiest thing would be, no, it's Joey talking, I'm not fake. They get lost in the digital ether. Well, we got to hit this break here. Bring in a little Beastie Boys here. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back, folks, to The Dan Morris Show. We're going to move on a little bit from Iran. We're still waiting, and we can sit here and speculate all day on what is the Trump administration, the United States government, going to do. I mean, in a way, you want people to retaliate. I also do worry about also the questions of war should be decided by Congress. To a certain extent, a limited strike after your drone's been shot down. We're in a different era, so I get it. But I do worry that a president in the U.S. military, along with another country, things can escalate and it ties to Congress's hands that they must go to war.
I saw speculation that and I think it was speculation, that they were trying to see if the act from 01 or 02, basically the it's like the War Powers Act or whatever it is that gave Bush the authority to go into Afghanistan and Iraq, does that extend to Iran because of the Axis of Evil thing?
See, I don't believe it does. I think the 2001 AUMF was specifically about 9/11 and Al-Qaeda and their associates.
Well, that's what that
the
yeah.
I guess that would have been, when was Iraq?
Was that authorizing use of military force?
Yeah,
AUMF?
Yeah, and then Iraq is 03. And I think that one was specifically Iraq and Saddam Hussein's regime. And then we hopped back into Iraq because of ISIS. They used the 01 AUMF. They wanted to use the same thing to go into Syria, and I believe we did. Now, Libya, that was just Obama pulling it out of his ass. Well, the Arab League and the UN has allowed us to do a no-fly zone. Like, what is that?
There was a guy, he no longer lives here, but he was with the... He was here with the Air Force, and he was part of my Georgia alumni thing, and he was an F-14 pilot. It was one of the Fs. And soft-spoken guy, like the nicest dude you'd ever meet. And you just like he said something about, prosecuting the air war in Libya, and I was like, wait, you were a part of that? And he went from like soft-spoken nice guy to like, I flew, we flew 31 sorties and this and that, and I dropped this much. I was like, whoa. Wow. And he was very serious about it, and he was like, yeah, dude, it was nuts.
Yeah, it started off as like, well, we'll create a no-fly zone to give secure, and then it went much more than that.
What it was is we were talking about, like, I had to go somewhere. I think I had to go to, it was like I was going to L.A. or San Francisco, and he was asking me about the flight, and, you know, I was like, yeah, it's like 5 hours, but I got, you use points to get an upgrade or whatever. He's like, that's pretty far. He's like, I think the longest I did was like 19 hours. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we flew from here to Japan. And I was like, wow. Straight? And he was like, yeah, two refuels in air. And then he's like, I think he was telling me that the jets that he flew from Libya, they flew out of Germany. Obviously, I can say this because he wasn't telling me anything classified.
Sure.
Or anything. But it was just, yeah, it was really like, really intense.
Well, and
because here's the thing, like you can say authorized use of military force, and you can say limited strike in Iran, but there are people that are doing that.
Yes.
And they're putting themselves like in serious harm's way to, you know, hopefully in defense of our country and not for, you know, as Barron would say, the globalist corporatists and, you know.
Oh, sure. And I make a distinction. Not all libertarians make this distinction, but I'm not one that says, like, oh, because the war policy is bad, that the people who are like the pilots and the soldiers on the ground following the orders are necessarily bad. At a certain point, you can make some claims, but I think spitting at the soldiers, so to speak, is not the right tact, number one, nor is it warranted, really.
Correct.
It's just not the right way to go with all this stuff. And I really like looking at the people wearing the white collars in the halls of Congress, in the White House, and going, what did you decide? Especially the unelected people like the... I love that Trump calls Bolton the mustache. It works. It plays.
I wish you'd call him the walrus.
So I don't know.
It's like if David Crosby was a foreign policy advisor.
I don't know what's going to happen with Iran. I just think this is sort of ramped up very quickly in the last week or two, and we'll see where it goes. And I wonder where the Europeans sit on this, because they've been sitting on the fence, especially the French and the Germans, trying to hold together the Iran nuke deal.
Yeah, they're all pretty squishy.
And they'll move if we say move, and they have to. But again, Russia's playing a weird game.
Not necessarily, because like when
the French,
the first time we bombed Libya, we came out of England. and in the 80s, and the French said we couldn't fly over their airspace to do it.
Right, the French are a little weird about that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a little weird about sovereignty. You know?
I don't know.
Sovereignty, what big deal is that?
Although it's funny because, you know, as Americans, like, you know, a lot of people, you know, cheesing surrender monkeys, and you'd be speaking German if it wasn't for us.
Right,
all that.
Right.
And one of my dad's good buddies was the French aviation liaison to the U.S. Army, and so down at Fort Rucker, and that dude's a certified badass. You know, like him and my dad start talking about, like, you know, flying and ground, because he was infantry first, and like ground missions and stuff, and like you think of, like, you know, he's, you know, he talks like good English, but talks like, right, you know, and you're like, it's like, yeah, this dude, like, could take care of all of us, you know.
Well, and I feel somewhat vindicated with this in this sense, what's going on today. Like, we heard from that Lieutenant General, the commander of the Air Force in that part of the world, where they're based in Qatar.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that let's not use the word hegemony. Let's not use the word sole superpower or the global leader. Let's use the word empire. I'm not saying we're like building a Death Star and with some evil
we should
empire.
Be,
but it is more like we're a commercial empire. And what do commercial empires really like? Open lanes of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran is messing with that. But we're essentially the guarantor of Saudi Arabia's security. Israel really can take care of themselves, but why?
Because we give them all the tech and all the weapons.
Right, and Europe really has kept the peace because of the United States military force,
mm-hmm,
for so long since the Second World War. And we have bases all over the world. We sort of took up the legacies of the French and the British after the Second World War.
But you know what they should probably do? And I just thought of this. True, it's just sprung to my mind. They should just form, like, the British East India Company. And, like, instead of having treaties between countries, because then you get into things like sovereignty, why not just have a global corporation?
Yeah.
That, I mean, if they run the world anyway. And then, because here's the thing. People, like, the businessmen in Iran that are on that, like, are that sign on to that, aren't going to violate the sovereignty of whatever we call the company.
Well, and I think that solves a lot of these shipping lane problems, is that it's not a fight between sovereign nations. It's this private company providing security for this tanker shipping company. And if somebody tries to take them out, okay, they're going to defend themselves. And it becomes more of a property rights issue and a contractual issue, as opposed to the U.S. Navy against the Iranian, you know, Iranian Navy. It solves a lot of problems. But I want to come back domestically after we hit this break. We've been talking in dirty details about the Joe Biden segregationist comments. Now, his comments weren't really segregationist, but that's the headline now. Biden apologized for what? Biden defends comments about working with segregationist senators. What was he supposed to do? Like, punch them? Like, they're Nazis? That's the new thing I guess we're doing. Like, Joe Biden should have just punched his fellow senator back then.
Should have suplexed him.
And just screamed,
"It was a Nazi! It was a Nazi man!"
I suppose that's what some folks in the Democratic Party want these days.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that the guy he's talking about, Jim Eastland, Democrat.
Exactly. Don't want the Dixiecrats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says we'll soon find out if there will be a military strike in response to Iran's military shooting down a U.S. Navy surveillance drone. He says he's not sure it was intentional on behalf of the Iranian regime.
I have a feeling I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
An Iranian Revolutionary Guard military commander says the shooting was meant as a clear message to the United States. The Supreme Court rules 7-2 that a World War I memorial in the shape of a cross may remain on public land in Maryland.
The High Court rejected a challenge from the American Humanist Association, which argued the monument violated separation of church and state. Maryland officials who took over maintenance of the memorial claimed the cross has a secular purpose and meaning. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out, so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woohoo!
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect. We got a breezy, warm, humid day in progress. High temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become quite numerous by during the afternoon. Some possibly severe with damaging wind gusts and large hail a possibility. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action and will instantly alert you for a warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Continued muggy tonight. The risk of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature 76. Tomorrow, look for a very hot first day of summer with a high in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices, a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. If you want to call in, join the conversation, we're about to be talking about Joe Biden, who is, I guess, the front runner for the Democrats right now. But it's early, folks. It's very, very early. My guess is Joe Biden might have a glass jaw, but he's been, you know, parrying all sorts of punches that have thrown his way. He weathered the whole hair-sniffing, back-shoulder-rubbing thing. And here's the latest thing.
You know what's funny? Biden may benefit more from Trump than anyone realizes. Because if you think about it, in 1988, he basically was run out of the race for plagiarizing, Barron says it's the guy's whole life story, but really the plagiarization part was four sentences. And somehow somebody found it. And frankly, back then, probably all he had to say was, you know, I forgot to credit the guy. It's Neil Kinnock, you know. But Trump, you know, remember when the Access Hollywood tape, as they call it, euphemistically came out, you know, everybody thought, oh, God, there's no way he can weather this. You know, Martha Roby came out and said, you know, he needs to step down. So did Bradley Byrne. So did, I think, Paul Ryan.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people were calling for him to, you know, to step aside and let Pence be the nominee. And he was just like, broom, not do it. And so Biden on a lot of this stuff is just going to be like, and here's the thing. There is not a chance that Biden is saying this stuff because it doesn't work.
Right.
Like, somewhere in their polling, they know that part of the thing with Trump, there are people that long for civility. That used to be really what the Republicans liked.
Sure.
Know? That used to be like this stolid, you know, stiff upper lip English type thing.
H.W.
Like, you know,
Bush was right. the epitome of that.
Correct. And it has to show somewhere in their polling that, like, that can't we all get along thing actually, you know, I bet you that there's kind of like the Republican Party, there's probably 30% that think that anything that a Democrat comes up with is just disgusting and wrong and we'll never vote for it. And if you compromise with them, then we're going to vote you out. And you got the professional left, which is loud and crass and stupid and gets all of the pub,
yes.
Right? But there are a lot of people that vote Democrat reliably that don't think or act like that.
Well, and it's funny, you want to label Joe Biden racist. He's the one leading, in particular, amongst black women right now.
Right.
And it's all this sweat equity he's put in being the vice president, for the first black president, to put it crassly. And also, I think Biden probably understands the more he gets attacked by the radical wing, the better it makes him look.
And the better it makes him look to people that are either in the center, or like a never Trump Republican type, which there's probably of people that identify as Republicans or are Republicans, there's probably still a 5 to 7 to 9% somewhere in there, depending on the day, of people who just don't like Trump.
Yes.
And
people maybe didn't vote last cycle.
Right.
Right.
Right. I think that he thinks he can appeal to them, and frankly, he's going to have to win because, as we were talking about before, like, Trump's base is really solid. I mean, like, those people at that rally, you know, they are going to vote come hell or high water.
Oh, yes. And I think the more these Democratic debates get going, it's going to just energize the Trump folks even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump's going to be bringing it up. We're going to be bringing it up. Conservative media all over the country will. But here is Biden. This is a CBS This Morning segment where, you know, the big criticism, the big scandal and controversy yesterday is Joe Biden called for civility by saying, hey, we need such civility that even back in the day, I worked with segregationist racist senators. Mean, mean guys, but we were civil to one another, and that's what we need today.
Well, and I mean, in part, the criticism to that, though, is this, you know, well, fine and good, but, like, you know, I wouldn't have done that or whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I would have stood up against
it. But the no compromise people don't know anything about politics. Politics right. is the art of compromise. It's the art of controlling your environment and getting, you know, sometimes it's settling for half a loaf.
Exactly. Well, let's listen in.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is under fire from rivals in the Democratic presidential race after he reminisced about working together with segregationist senators back in the 1970s. This fight has suddenly brought race into the center of this campaign. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill with more on this story. Boy, Ed, good morning to you. This is happening at a very critical time, it seems.
Wait, did she just call
it
him boy?
It sure is, Gail. These racially charged incidents coming just as the presidential campaign heads to South Carolina in the coming days, the early primary state with the largest block of black voters.
Apologize for what?
Former Vice President Biden Wednesday night stood by comments he made this week about his work with two segregationist senators, Herman Talmadge and James Eastland. On Tuesday at a fundraiser, he discussed working with them despite disagreements on civil rights, saying at least there was some civility. We got things done.
The point I'm making is you don't have to agree. You don't have to like the people in terms of their views, but you just simply make the case and you beat them.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, another 2020 challenger, called for an apology.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career.
I don't understand why he needs this lesson.
Other 2020 candidates also called out Biden.
I think it's misinformed. Kamala and it's Harris. Wrong.
We all have to work with people with whom we have very different points of view. But I think to be singing the praises of people who were vicious segregationists is not something that anybody...
But he was talking about working with them. Is that the same?
Yeah, and that's the thing, is the criticism's like he's praising them. No, he didn't.
There are many people among us that do not have 19 cats in their home. and the thing is, he wasn't praising. He was not praising Eastland. He was saying... Yeah. Like, this is the type of person that he was, and I still had to work with him to get things done.
Well, and this has happened on a few of these occasions, Dave, where I find myself wanting to defend Joe Biden. And this is maybe what we were just talking about, is that some of these criticisms are so disingenuous, and the left's done this. This is what's amazing to me. Trump has plenty. It's a target-rich environment. There's plenty to criticize about Trump. But what they choose to go after, it's like, guys. Like, that's the wrong tact, and they're doing the same thing with Biden.
Yeah, I actually think, and Barron and I've talked about this off the air, and he doesn't agree, but I don't want to put words in his mouth, but the right underestimates the likability of Joe Biden.
I agree with that.
Joe Biden's, like, he seems like the type of guy that, like, if you went to Pine Bar today, and you saw Joe Biden in there, you'd be like, yeah, man, Joe's here, like...
Right.
You might not hang out with him the whole night, but you'd get a drink, you'd say what's up, he'd tell you a funny story, you know.
Well, and then
and Neil Smith, an old butt buddy, are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
See, and we play stuff like that to mock him, but it also, in a way, humanizes him. And it makes him exactly to your point, that if I saw him at Pine Bar, I would hang out with him and talk with him. Whereas with, like, Cory Booker, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's Cory. I'd still talk to him because I'm this political junkie. But it's like, yeah, not the same thing as seeing Joe Biden.
Right.
And also, I mean, when Biden gaffes, it's funny. Like,
thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
Let's continue with the clip.
I'm not so sure about that.
Earlier, Senator Booker testified at a House hearing on slavery reparations held on the Juneteenth holiday commemorating the end of slavery.
I am brokenhearted and angry right now. Decades of living in a community where you see how deeply unfair this nation is still to so many people.
It's important to note that Biden is finding some important support. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn and other senior members of the Congressional Black Caucus say that his comments were taken out of context. Mm-hmm. Also important to know that our CBS News Battleground Tracker poll out this week finds Biden has big advantages with black voters over his Democratic rivals.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there on that graphic. The poll is favorability among black voters. Joe Biden is at 67%. Second place is Bernie Sanders, only with 44%. Holy crap. That's quite a divide. Even, I mean, Kamala Harris has a long way to go. I do find it humorous that Pete Buttigieg, for reasons that are low-key here, only has 13%
reasons that are voters. On the download, Joey?
I'm shocked. There's gambling in this establishment.
It's interesting that that Kamala the Ugandan giant only has 39%.
I know.
I do think that is probably a... I would like to see the... I would like to see the do they know you.
Right.
Because that's probably as close to her name ID.
Well, and that's where...
Like, Warren, I bet you her name ID is higher, but her favorability is lower because... A lot of black folks, probably, I mean, truly, they think like, well, I'm Native American. I didn't get an advantage out of that.
Right.
Like she did. I mean, that's a.
Right. I think that did hurt. Well, and where did she get skewered with that last? The Breakfast Club, very popular black host called morning talk show. I find the show great. Their bailiwick is pop culture entertainment. But they brought on Elizabeth Warren and she was not ready. Her answers were clunky and terrible on the whole Pocahontas thing. And I think that's going to come back to haunt her. It really is. And Bernie, I think, just has this weird ceiling. Like, he's always had these run-ins with Black Lives Matter and the different identity politics folks, and he's a little tone-deaf on that.
He's very tone-deaf on it. And the Bernie bros are all basically, like, you know, rich white folks. So
exactly. So, I mean, we'll see here. Let's continue with the clip.
Anthony?
Yeah, he's up 45% to 18% over Sanders in our latest battleground tracker poll. And Mayor Pete Buttigieg has been absent from the campaign trail this week, dealing with an issue of race in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh,
and
no.
What's happened there?
Yeah, let's reiterate that. He is the mayor of that Indiana town, and he's facing questions about the troubled relationship between his police department and the African-American community there. He addressed residents yesterday about a shooting on Sunday, a fatal shooting of a black man who prosecutors say was wielding a knife. Critics say he's hidden from the controversy. Supporters say he's been transparent. That same CBS News Battleground tracker poll finds black voters in early primary states consider him favorably just 13%. And we just got word, Anthony, he's been off the trail the last few days. He's headed to Boston today.
All right, Ed, thanks very much.
Wow. Yeah, I think being a mayor is not an asset in the sense of this, that being a mayor, I think, is one of the, I think it's easier to run for state house, state senate, a lot of these legislative bodies, as opposed to being a mayor of a major city. I think there's just so many things that can pop up when you are a mayor that can essentially drag you down, little controversies.
But you have the ability to get a lot of things done.
True.
And you don't have to, make partisan votes, and you don't have to, it's a Mayor Daley quote, whichever Daley, the older one from the 60s.
Mm.
But he always said there's no such thing as a Republican pothole.
There you go.
And so, like, if you keep the streets paved and you keep, you know.
And you know me, I can be kind of that malcontent libertarian. What did I say earlier today? I'm about to move to an apartment complex right on Zelda Road. Good job, Mayor Strange in the city of Montgomery. The Zelda Road has been repaved very swiftly. Because it only took 2-3 days.
That had potential to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because it's.
Great job.
I mean, it's such a busy road. That didn't even take as long as doing Carter Hill did.
No.
I guess because Carter Hill's easier to do four lanes because you just have to shut one down and you still have them going in the in the same direction.
I do have to say, whenever the city is responsible for a road project, they get it done as quickly as possible. They do the job well. The street feels great. Like, I have this roadster you've seen out in the parking lot. And I feel every bump on the road. So to have that new pavement, it grips good, feels good. I tip my hat to Todd Strange, the city of Montgomery, who put this plan together. Great job, guys. I'm happy. I thought this was going to be a nightmare. I was going to have to be moving in the middle of all this construction going on. But nope, not at all. Well, here, we got to hit this break. Come right back. It's a quick one-minute break. You're listening to The Dan Moore Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back. This is Joey Clark alongside me, Dave Mowry.
This is our, we're closing out hour five.
Man, doesn't seem like it.
No, we're going strong. I'm feeling good, actually.
I am too. It's been fun.
Now, we're awaiting the announcement from Roy Moore. I think it's scheduled for 2 o'clock here in about 7.5 shopping minutes.
I believe that's correct.
So we will...
I'm sure they'll all cut live to it. Well, not Fox, but the local stations, right?
Yeah, we should be able to pick it up live, and that's what I'll try to do if I see the feed. Because it'll be a crowded Senate race on the Republican side, at least. You know, and I wonder, I guess as the Doug Jones campaign would love to see Roy Moore jump into the race.
I would think so,
it'll drive Republicans crazy.
Yeah.
But, and I'm wondering also, have we gotten an announcement from John Merrill? I'll have to look that up. What Mr. Merrill?
No, he said that he would be making his announcement after the 4th, his official announcement. He said right now he's being encouraged and he's being...
Okay.
He's gotten... what he said was is that he's gotten enough unsolicited contributions that he needs to form an official campaign committee, because the FEC has specific rules, and I believe in I think federally it's if you raise or spend over $5,000.
Okay, well, and so, he probably has that.
Yeah,
easily.
I mean, I would think so.
And I have to say,
he's pretty popular.
I think Tommy Tuberville has turned out his first appearance on Fox. I was not impressed with Tuberville. As I've heard more, and I saw him in person here in the studio, I actually thought Tuberville did very well. I think Bradley Byrne, obviously being in D.C., knows the issues. It's a matter of just campaigning.
Issues.
Who cares about issues?
Truly, who cares? Literally no one.
And who else is in the race? I think that's it for now.
Arnold Mooney.
See, I'm not even sure who that is.
Yeah, he's a state rep.
Okay.
Right, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I've always seen more John Merrill as a governor, and we'll do, once Kay Ivey leaves office, a showdown with somebody like Will Ainsworth and see where it goes from there. But yeah, we'll see. Roy Moore, I don't think I said this the other day. A candidate should not run for cathartic, therapeutic, or reputational reasons. You should be running because you really think you can win the seat and you can do a good job for your state and for the country.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with that.
Like, I think he does have sour grapes over what happened with the Washington Post and all the dirt that was dug up on him. But I'm sorry, folks, I'm just shooting straight here. The way he responded to that, and they tried making a more clear response, but the initial response to that stuff was not very effective, to put it mildly, damning to be a little more uncharitable. I did not like it. And I'll put it this way, folks. I'm not in Roy Moore's camp. I've never been in that regard. I've never been on, like, going to his rallies and all that stuff. But on a lot of the issues, who cares about the issues? But on the issues, well, you know, I'm not that different than Roy Moore on a lot of issues.
I am.
It's more the, fair enough, it's more the what's your approach going to be in the Senate? And I know it's hardball politics, but I don't see him as the next Richard Shelby. He's going to make sure that we get the federal matching funds apparently to dredge the Port of Mobile, these sorts of things.
Apparently he doesn't either, because he insulted Shelby yesterday or whatever on Twitter, said that, you know, he was the reason that he lost or whatever. That's as I said this morning on CNN, Joey.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good look.
So, and if you don't mind me asking, why do you think the national press, folks like CNN and many others, are so interested in this? Because it was such a nationalized race before?
Yeah, and because Roy is just so he's just a lightning rod, and he always has been, and you know he has been since his first stunt as a Supreme Court justice,
yeah.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Yeah, I think that's it. And I mean, people are, you know, obviously they're impressed with that Jones won, And, you know, the anomaly of having, you know, I think, is he the only Democratic senator from the South?
I think so.
I mean, I guess Virginia has two Democratic, but Virginia's a blue state now.
Sure.
I mean, it used to be purple, but now it's pretty much
I'm looking blue. Up right now because I'm thinking
North
Georgia.
North Carolina has two Republicans, South Carolina has two Republicans, Georgia has two Republicans.
Florida does.
Has two Republicans now.
Mississippi
does. Alabama does currently, or no, has Doug. Tennessee, two Republicans. Kentucky, which, you know, they were...
McConnell and Paul, know. Yeah. That's a strong couple.
Missouri, even, two Republicans. Arkansas, Louisiana. Yeah. It's kind of crazy that even 10 years ago, most of those states had at least one Democrat.
Yeah, the it's
if
weird.
Not two.
The Dixiecrat legacy. Though, I guess Richard Shelby used to be a Democrat,
yeah.
Right? And, I mean, that legacy is an interesting anomaly in our history.
It is.
But, man, I don't know. I hope Roy Moore shocks the world and has this press conference where he says, I'm not going to do this. But I highly doubt it, because you don't make an announcement about an announcement unless I think you're...
It's
a positive announcement.
You know, frankly, as I was talking to a reporter for a print magazine yesterday, and I said, you know, off the record, but in a weird way, Roy Moore running is good for me. You know, CNN wouldn't have had me on if they didn't think he was running, you know?
Sure, and, you know, I have to say...
Run, Roy, run!
I was a little surprised, because I had heard all these things for years about Roy Moore. Obviously, the battles over the Supreme Court and the Ten Commandments, all this. And the chance he came in, and he's done interviews on the Dan Moore Show. He's done interviews with Greg Budell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met him in person...
Did you say he's a real nice guy?
Yeah, he's very charming. He was the only candidate who's walked in here and goes, so how does all this work? And he meant it genuinely. He's like, how's the board work? And he was talking. He's like, ooh, I've got this historic law book. Like, look at this, Joey. And then he will shift gears on certain issues where you see the guy who's been in the national press who's a little strong-headed. So it's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde to me in some ways. And people have brought out more of the stubborn Moore, given what happened in the last race. I understand where he's coming from, but I also think it is the wrong reason to run. And I think we have good enough candidates as it is already in the field or thinking about running that would better serve the state of Alabama. And it's not good when your senior senator, in both senses of the word, is not a fan of yours. And is the president of the United States and his son are also saying, hey, stay home.
Right.
It's not exactly a good sign or a green light. Here, we got to hit a break, folks. Be back after this top of the hour break. Good afternoon.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. So many memories.